We are here to fight for change in our city.
We are the Johannesburg Junior Council.
Good day. Welcome to the platform. I'm your host, Samantha Mhlanga, and today we are going to talk about something most black kids have experienced. And it is growing up in a black household. Well, growing up in a black household is the most painful but fun experience you could ever have as a child. We've had so many things that we can actually talk about and laugh about, and which they were painful back then, but it is part of a fun childhood experience. So in today's episode, we are going to talk about our parents, beatings, curfews, siblings, food, and visitors. I'm pretty sure we all know where this leads to. Our parents, first things first, we had never made eye contact with our parents. Otherwise, it would be, "You're rude, you don't listen. Why are you looking at me like that?" And your parents would be so mad, and you'd get a beating for your life just for looking at your parents. And you, that was hectic. And when there were times where your parents are giving you a beating and you accidentally hold the belt or whatever they're hitting you with, and they will be like, "This child wants to kill me." And we all know we've been there. It is either by accident or it just got tangled in your arm. And now they think you want to kill them. You want to beat them up. I mean, black parents are the best. But they can exaggerate things. Really. Our parents have always beaten us for something, whatever it is. Whether you coming home late, or you not doing homework, or them getting an SMS from school, or your siblings doing this and that, or you, the youngest child crying because someone has done this, and you'd all get into trouble. Every single one of you in that house would get a beating on that day. I know that I got beaten by a belt, a leather shoe, or whatever slipper that she comes across, she just threw it at you. And most of the time, it's our mothers that do that. Our dads are like so chilled and be like, "Don't do that. Can you behave?" And they're like chilled. But moms, whoa. Moms are, they'll give you a beating that you will never forget. You will never forget. Parents are really the best people. But whoa, when it comes to beatings, hold your horses, because it's about to get rough in here. And another thing with beatings is that when you run away from them to make them tired, they get so mad and they want to hit you more, because now they're tired, but now they're mad because you keep running away from them because they can't catch up. But yeah, parents, black parents would beat you up for anything, literally anything. I remember this one time when I beat my little brother, and he went crying to my mom, and he told my mom that I beat him. And which I did, but he was being naughty, right? So I just gave him a little smack because I was mad too. Okay. My mom is like, "Sam, don't hit your little brother." And I'm on some, "Okay, mom, I'm sorry." But then I don't know what my little brother said to my mom. And my mom came fuming into the room. And she was so mad, like literally so mad. I didn't know what was going to happen to me on that day. And they gave me a beating of my life. I remember it was a brown leather belt from Woolworths. Whoa, that was a painful beating. But I know that they don't do it out of hate or anger. It's tough love. It's really tough love from our parents. And they do it because they love us. They want to teach us the right ways. And the way they were raised was them getting beaten up as a way of discipline. And they are doing it to their kids. But I mean, with our generation now, 80% of us won't do that to our kids. We won't beat our kids up as discipline. Because things have changed and the world has evolved and we don't do that anymore. But our parents did that to us and their parents did that to them. And yeah. Another thing with black parents was curfew. If you came home a second later than your curfew, you were told to go back from where you were coming from. I mean, I'm like 1 second late, like a split second late, and already it's past curfew time. If they said 4 o'clock in the house, 5 to 4, you must be inside already. Because if it's a minute past 4, it's after curfew time, and you'd get a beating for that. Or your mom would just ignore you the whole time and be like, this one doesn't listen to me. And we're like, okay, and it's just like a minute late. But curfew was the toughest thing that you were supposed to find as a child in a black household. Especially if you are a Zulu child and you come home late and now they are so mad that they start speaking deep Zulu and which you like, ish. I'm gonna get a beating for that. And it is like, it's funny now. It's like fun now. It's something we talk about. But back then it'd be like, oh, my mom is gonna kill me. Oh, my mom. And it really is funny that we used to be like so frightened of our parents because of the curfew and the beatings. Which, yeah. It's how some of us grew up. It was like really fun. It was tough love from our mothers especially. Another thing when your parents were mad at you was when they called you by your full name. The whole number plate. First name, second name, if you have three names, your third name, your surname. Then you know it's about to get heated. It's about to get rough in here. Just know you are in trouble. You are in deep, deep pits. There is no way of coming out. There is no lie you can tell that will get you out of a beating. They will beat you until they are satisfied that they feel you are properly disciplined. Full names. Oh, problem. Just know it's chai. It really is chai. Let's come to siblings. Siblings, if you are the only child, you are lucky. Because I know I'm the only child. So I didn't have siblings at which I'd be like, my big brother did this, or the little brother did this, or the little sister did this, right? But I grew up with my cousins, and they are younger than me. And I know that if I did something wrong, they'd run and tell my mom. And my mom would be like, no, you can't do this to your siblings. No, you this, this, and that. No, this, this, and that. Right? And she'd be screaming the whole house. And it's just a havoc. But or when you have to cover up for your siblings because they've gone out, but they'll miss curfew time. And when they miss curfew time, you're like, no, mom, she came back. And then she left again because she needed to do some schoolwork. But then when she comes back, she has a different story. And she'll be like, no, I needed to print something from the internet. Or I needed to do this. And now it's just two different stories. who's lying, who's not. And they'll be like, go pick the belt that you want me to hit you with. And they'll hit both of you for covering up for your sibling. I mean, siblings were the best people to cover up for, but the worst too. Because if you didn't tell each other what lie or what story you're going to come up with that day, you're both getting a beating. Because now you have two different stories. And they don't know who's lying, who's not. I mean, would both be lying, but our parents wouldn't know that. You get. So it is like, ish, okay, we're going to tell mom this, this and that. Right? And in that way, she knows or she believes us. Right? And that would be the story for the day. And everyone sticks to that story. And then you'd get away from the hiding. But if one person has a slippery tongue and says, one mistake, just know the whole house, all the kids will get a hiding on that day and it won't be a joke. And it would be like so nice having to see her cry, but it's painful with you because you also just got a hiding, but you can't laugh and cry at the same time. So you'd cry for a second and then laugh for another second and then go back to crying. I mean, growing up in a black household is one of the best things ever. And being in a black household where you have to eat from the same plate, boy, I tell you, you need to be a fast eater. Otherwise, you will go to bed hungry on that day because there's six of you, two plates, and there's scavengers. There's always going to be those boys that eat a lot. They just have a handful of whatever or spoonful. And before they done chewing and swallowing, another spoon is already in their mouth. And you need to make sure that you are a fast eater. Otherwise, you will be as skinny as a stick because, wow, people would eat fast. And there was this thing, I remember, and my household, there was this thing where the older kids would get their piece of meat first, right? So if you were the oldest, you take whatever piece of meat that you saw. If it's the biggest, lucky you. And you take, and then everyone else follows, like from the biggest to the smallest. So I remember I was the smallest at that time. And everyone got their piece of meat. But my aunt had miscounted. So there's like seven of us. And she only put six pieces of meat. When it got to me, there's no meat left. Did I not cry? And I was like, someone took two pieces of meat. And we fought for meat. Because if you don't get your piece of meat, I mean, it's like the dessert of everything. It's the luxury. You have to eat your pop and whatever, and you, the last thing you'd eat was your meat, which is like the favorite for everyone. So if you didn't get your meat, you'd be like, oh, my meat, I want my meat, I want my meat. And it was like so funny that having to fight, we're not fighting over food, but we were fighting that someone took it and they're not gonna own up. And once parents figure that out, that they're fighting over meat, then everyone is to get a hiding. Everyone, every single one of you guys would get a hiding. And luckily on that day, I was the one who didn't get meat. So I didn't get a hiding because someone ate my meat. But they all got a hiding and they were like, you can't do that. We counted these pieces and everyone is to get one or two pieces of meat. But boy, growing up in a black household is the best. I'm telling you, it is the best. And there's this thing of visitors. When visitors come, you must stay outside or be in your rooms the whole time. You're not allowed to sit with adults. You're not allowed to be there when they talk about whatever business they're talking about. If you dare come, there's that eye that will be like, what do you want? They won't even have to say a word to you. It'll just be that eye. And you know, hey, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm on my way out and you are gone. You leave. Because that's how deadly Black parents' eyes were. They didn't need to say, be like, no, excuse us. Oh, we are busy. They will just look at you and you know, this is danger zone. I'm not supposed to be here and I'm leaving right now. Or when there's important visitors, right? And there's always that one child that is going to be forward and they will be like, no, mom made scones or granny made cake last night. And your parents will be like, with the eye, and you know, oh, damn. So now I just sold to the visitor that we have cake in our house. So obviously now you can't be like, no, we don't have cake. The kid was just playing around. Now you have to give them the scones, the cake, the cookies, whatever. You will have to give them. Because we kids always wanted to give things away. When visitors come, we want to show off. Right. And the last thing that we Black kids did was when our parents bought us Christmas clothes. And you get your clothes before your friends. And your friends are going to get it maybe a week later. And now you'll be like, my mom bought me a Barbie dress and white heels. And now everyone, all your friends will want to see. So you'll get into the house, go into your room, change into your Christmas clothes and stand there by the window and show them your new clothes. And if your mom is to find you wearing those clothes, good luck. Good luck having to leave that house without tears. Because they'll be like, these are Christmas clothes. But obviously you'd want to brag and be like, my mom bought me this, my mom bought me that, my mom bought me this. Okay, and now you're showing your friends. But if they catch you, boy, I am telling you. Well, growing up in a Black household is the best. Most fun, interesting experience you'd ever have. They are teaching, Black parents would teach you a lot of things. But in the most difficult way, it is hard love. They won't be all softy with you. They will teach you things the hard way. Literally the hard way. But growing up in a Black household is something you'd want to have as a childhood memory. This is all from me for today. I'll see you at our next episode and goodbye.
This podcast was brought to you by the Johannesburg Junior Council in partnership with Red Radio.